The White House is expressing skepticism that North Korea is sticking to an agreement to freeze its development of nuclear weapons. President Bush says he won't certify that North Korea is complying with a 1994 agreement with the U.S., South Korea, and Japan to suspend its nuclear weapons program. However, the president says he will go ahead with the U.S.'s end of the deal to support North Korea's construction of civilian nuclear reactors. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration has long questioned North Korea's compliance with a program known as the Agreed Framework. It was put in place in 1994 to avert a crisis over Pyongyang's suspected nuclear weapons development, a crisis that brought the U.S. close to war with the North. U.S. officials say there's no evidence that North Korea has violated terms of the agreement. But White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the president still is concerned.
We have not been provided with sufficient information by the North Koreans, and concerns remain about their compliance with the agreed framework.
So, Fleischer says, Mr. Bush will be the first U.S. president to refuse to certify North Korea's compliance, as required by Congress for continued U.S. funding of the agreed framework. Despite the concerns, Fleischer says, the president has decided in the interests of national security to waive the certification requirement. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says that waiver will allow the U.S. to continue to participate in the program. Boucher says the U.S. will send shipments of heavy fuel oil to North Korea again this year, something it pledged to do until the light water nuclear reactors are completed.
The first point to remember as we come to this juncture, we intend to abide by our commitments to stick with the agreed framework as long as North Korea sticks to it.
The administration's main problem with certification is North Korea's plodding approach to meeting its obligations for delivery of the light water reactors, scheduled for 2005. Before key components are delivered, North Korea must satisfy the International Atomic Energy Agency that it's in full compliance with the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. Ari Fleischer says time is running out.
If it takes such a long time for the inspectors to come to their conclusions, they need access, they need to be able to spend a sufficient amount of time, 3 to 4 years, conducting the agreed-upon inspections that North Korea has said they would agree to, that in order for the deadlines of 2005 to be met, North Korea has got to begin to comply.
But analyst Peter Hayes, director of the Nautilus Institute for Security and Sustainable Development, says North Korea could choose to speed up the process by turning over an avalanche of information overnight.
It's only in the scenario of absolute non-cooperation from North Koreans that you would need that amount of time.
Peter Hayes suggests that the motivation for denying certification when there's no evidence of non-compliance is political.
It's been a long-term goal of some sections of the Republican Party, and some of those folks are now in senior positions in this administration, to destroy the agreed framework. It's an article of faith that as a totalitarian state with a nuclear weapons option, that they will never give it up.
If the agreed framework program moves ahead and North Korea does not meet its obligations by the deadline, there is a safety mechanism. The U.S. and its allies would simply refuse to deliver the reactors. A Senate staffer who follows this issue closely says people on Capitol Hill made that point in urging the White House to certify North Korean compliance. But Ari Fleischer says the administration wants to send a strong message to North Korea that it must live up to its international commitments. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.